Mean Julio down by the old schoolyard. It's actually called Down by the Schoolyard. I added the old in myself. I can be creative when I try. So, somewhere in the world, there's a young fellow, but I say young, I'm using it loosely, Mr. Andy Mossack. He's our international man of mystery from The Late Show here. He's an independent freelance travel writer, and he keeps in touch with the programme, and wherever he goes, somewhere interesting, he gives us a call and tells us about it. He has given us these two clues as to where he is. You are welcome to try and guess where he is before we talk to him very shortly. A1333 on the text. Start your text message with Russ or call 0800-389-3333 if you recognise where in the world these clues could be appertaining to. This week, he says, I'm in an ancient city that in the 12th century was the largest city on Earth. Today, its labyrinthine old quarter, containing over 300 mosques, is the world's largest urban pedestrianised zone. That's his first clue. Gone through it again for you. An ancient city, 12th century, was the largest city on Earth. Its labyrinthine old quarter, containing over 300 mosques, is the world's largest urban pedestrianised zone these days. And the second clue is, although the city became famous for creating those familiar conical felt red hats with black tassels, you know the ones, it's the numerous tanneries producing high-quality leather goods which makes it a popular tourist destination these days. People go for the leather goods, you see. So it's got numerous tanneries producing high-quality leather goods. It's famous for creating the famous conical felt hats, the red felt hats with the black tassels. It was the largest city on Earth in the 12th century. And with 300 mosques in its old quarter, it's the world's largest urban pedestrianised zone. Where in the world is Andy? We'll be catching up with him soon. A1333 on the text. Or 0800-389-3333. Sunshiny day. I can see clearly now. Johnny Nash. More to the point, can you see clearly Andy Mossack?
Hello.
Hello, it's Ross here. How are you?
Hey, Ross, how are you?
I'm very all right myself, thank you. I can see clearly. Can you see clearly? And if you can, is it daylight or nighttime?
Well, it's a beautiful day and it's hot and it's rather sultry, mate. Yes, it is, yeah.
Okey-dokey.
Anyone got this clue in the last 5 seconds?
Well, if it's a sultry day and it's daylight, we're going east, so we're gone east from here. The 12th century largest city on Earth. Let's just have a look at the text, see if anybody's got you. Some suggestions here. Is it Istanbul, says David?
No, sir, it's not.
No, it's not Istanbul. Okay, so Istanbul was the hot favourite of everybody around here.
Where really?
So that's Turkey way, isn't it? So it's even further east than that. So where are you then? Tell us.
Right. Well, I'm in Morocco.
Oh, right.
So the giveaway really was the Tommy Cooper hats.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful town, city called Fez.
Ah, right.
And well, really, you know, Marrakesh is probably the most popular Moroccan destination for UK tourists. And then perhaps Casablanca and Tangier, maybe. So Fez, on the other hand, is a little bit under the radar. But I think it's a bit of a hidden gem, actually. Almost I would, you ready for this? Take my hat off. But it used to be the capital back in the day. Thousands of years of history. UNESCO coveted. I mean, it's really quite something. But the Medina is really the beating heart here. 10,000 narrow streets full of colour, sounds and spices. And what's really good about it, instead of like, you know, if you go in Morocco, perhaps in the Medina there's lots of tourist trinkets, people just flogging all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
These guys are the real craftsmen here. And it isn't tourist trinkets. It's, you know, there's leather tanneries, as I mentioned, Berber jewellery, there's some wood carvers, metal pot makers. You know, the whole thing is kind of real artisan street people really making excellent quality stuff. So it's great. But I've got a guest with me tonight, Ross.
Okay, splendid. Do introduce them.
Well, it's someone who knows Fez much better than me. It's a fellow Brit called Jemima, who, together with her husband, Abdul Ali, created this beautiful riad, the Palais Armani, richly from an old property that was left to rack and ruin. So, Jemima, hello, join us.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, this was literally a ruined old house, right?
Absolutely, yeah. No, we found the property in 2006, having spent a year looking for it. It was, no one had lived in it since the 1970s, so it had been abandoned for 30 years. But a huge abandoned palace that we decided we would put back to how it must have been. So 4 years later, we opened it as a boutique hotel, allowing people to experience what it must have been like to live in a palace in ancient city that Fez is.
Yeah, it's pretty something, Ross. I mean, the Riads are famous for their sort of indoor gardens. So all the rooms don't point out to the street, they point inside. So it's really nice, and it's got this open garden, which is keeps everything cool. So it's a bit of an architectural marvel, really, I'd say.
When tourists head there, what do they head for? You've already mentioned the Medina and all the market stalls, which are selling proper stuff instead of just tourist trinkets. Is it anywhere near the coast, or what type of holiday would people head there for?
No, it's not. It's not in. It's not by the coast. It's inland. It's a cultural holiday. People will come here to essentially visit the ancient city. I mean, it's absolutely huge. As Andy said, it's the biggest pedestrian area in the world. There's no way you can get any cars in the space at all. It's donkeys. It's carts. It's like going back into the Middle Ages, really. If you take out mobile phones and electricity, you're back into the Middle Ages.
So it's basically immersing yourself in the culture, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty good. And we went food shopping with the chef today in the market.
I was going to come on to the cuisine.
Yeah, it's something else. I mean, I love coriander. It's one of my favourite herbs. Mm. You just walk along these streets and it's the smell of this fresh coriander just wafts along. And she was lovely. She's called Saida, and she knows all these little places, hidden away, and goes to them and starts negotiating prices with them. It's fantastic.
Is it a must-do thing, the negotiating price? Because I'm rubbish at it. I mean, I'm really hopeless at it.
I think it's actually, yes, it is, but it's a game. You have to have a bit of time. If you're in a hurry, then it's not going to work. But time stops here anyway, and it's all part of the fun. You go in, you think you like something, and then you sit down, have some mint tea, and you might come out with what you thought you were going to buy, and you might not. That's just how it works.
Is it all year-round sweltering weather?
No, it's pretty good most of the year. It gets very, very hot in the summer. But otherwise, I mean, at the moment, it's absolutely beautiful. It's a sort of mid-30s in the daytime and beautifully warm enough to eat outside under the trees at night.
When you say quite pleasant and you say mid-30s in the same sentence, that's foreign to me, that is. That's flipping hot. That's lie-down hot time, that is. 33. Good heavens.
I must tell you, Ross, I had a lovely time when I went out today, and we came across this this place. It's a ladies' cooperative, would you believe? Mm-hmm. They make carpets, but they're funded by the government, which is really wonderful. And these ladies are, they've fallen on hard times. A lot of them are either single mothers or they may have some sort of tragic incident in their life. And they handmake these absolutely beautiful carpets. And they have this massive shop that's, again, as I said, it's funded by the government. So they're not trying to force any kind of sales on you. And they make you sit down, you have a nice mint tea, and they roll out these carpets to show you, each one of them ridiculously different from the next. And they had two chaps in coats who were rolling them out. And I had to laugh because they stood around. You remember Morecambe and Wise?
Yes.
With two guys with the brown.
Yes, the brown dust coats on, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they thought, I just started laughing because that's exactly what they started rolling these carpets out and standing there. And anyway, but it was fun. But they were so polite. And they were going through these carpets, and I thought, what a really nice story that is. You know, these ladies take a year and a half to make one, and they got this wonderful place to go and present them. So good on them.
You mentioned in one of your clues that there's lots of tanneries around there, and high-quality leather goods are up for grabs. Are they relatively cheap compared to what do you pay back here?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, it's not just what they, you know, whether they're cheap, but it's really high quality. So most of it's camel leather. And you know, the guy, when I was looking at a man bag, well, you have to, don't you?
Well, quite, yes.
Yeah, it looks good.
A man of travel needs one of those.
Eh?
A man of travel needs one of those.
Exactly, yeah, but he got a lighter, you know, like a cigarette lighter, and he held it next to the leather, and he said, look, this isn't going to burn. This is how good the quality is. And he put the flame for a good 15 seconds, and it didn't make a dent in it or a mark. So it was a proof of quality, if you like. So
I've been somewhere where they were selling leather goods, and they did the same thing with the lighter, but for the stitching, they wanted to prove it wasn't nylon or something, because nylon cuts through the leather. they must have a thing about getting the lighters out, these people.
Yeah, I don't know, because I think the process they put it through, because they sort of stand in these vats of dye and various things, you know, and they put through the process. So perhaps it's the process itself that protects the leather. But I think, yeah, in terms of quality, you're getting a really good price. And if you can negotiate down well enough, you might save another 30%, 40% on the price. So who knows, eh?
One final question about the tanneries. Tanneries are notoriously niffy. What's the sort of the niff of the place? Is it a place that you walk into and you think, oh, that's interesting, and or is it a case of, whoa, let's get out of here?
You have to... You have to breathe. Yes, they do give you mint. Yes, it's not the sweetest smelling place. That's for sure.
That's what is driving it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you are given some mint to hold under your nose, a bit like Elizabethan times. Yeah. But it is. I mean, it's quite spectacular to watch and to see the whole process that you can generally put up with it.
Somebody listening to this thinking, Fez, never heard of it, but I want to go there. How what's the transportation like from England to there?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was really surprised because, first of all, it's the same time zone, so that's a good thing.
All right.
And then secondly, it's about 3 hours from Britain, and it's direct. So, I was very impressed. You've got Ryanair, you go there, but I think Air Arabia go there. There's quite a few people who do go there. So all I'd say is, you know, obviously if you've been to Marrakesh and you really like it, I think Fez has got a completely different vibe to it, and I think it's got something else to offer for sure.
Fantastic. Lovely to talk to you both. Next time I'm on, hope we get to have a chat again. Russ will be with you next time you're on.
Yes.
You're not going to give us any clues as to where you'll be, I suppose.
I can't, mate. Can I?
You haven't made your mind up yet. You haven't made your mind up yet. You're a man of whim, and I love you for it. Cheers, Andy. Always good to talk to you.
Take care. See ya.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye. 26 minutes past 11. That's our man of mystery.
Hello.
The international traveller.
It's me.
Andy Mozek.
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
Adele takes us to a half hour of power.